Simin Kuf Samav Dalad and Hilchas Netilas Yadayim. We're up to Siv Beis, and that's what we're going to be doing today. Misha Omeid Besuda. Someone is in the middle of a Suda. V'niskar, and then he realizes, Shenoga B'shoch V'yerech U'makoma Samachusim Ba'odam. He realized that in the middle of the meal, he touched his leg. He touched any part of the body that is normally covered. O'shechichich B'rosho. He scratched his head. This doesn't mean that he just touched his hair. It means he scratched his head. V'chol kayotze b'zeh, or any other such place. And the Ramah adds, V'mkomos ha'tunafim sheyesh b'em milmulei zeh, as well as any parts of the body that have sweat. Tzarech v'lachzor v'litol yodo v'yivorech al netilas yodayim. The Mechaber paskins that he has to wash again with a bracha. The Mishnah Berura says, included in this is also Hesach Hadas, which we're going to learn about in Simin Kuf Ayin Beferish. Touching one's head, once again, is not a problem. If someone touched something absolutely filthy, then also he has to wash again. Now, this sheet of the Mechaber that he has to wash again with a bracha is not so pashit. The Mashal Tain is that even if he used the washroom, the halacha is that unless there was a long time that he was out, he doesn't have to wash again. What this is based on is many Rishonim who learned that the Iker Netil is Midin Tuma. Tuma has nothing to do with something actually being unclean physically. It's being unclean spiritually. So all the different things that we're talking about are unclean, but they're not tummy. They're not clean. They're filthy. The Marshal says that you would never make a bracha for touching something that's filthy. The Bir Halacha, though, brings Shitas HaRishonim, who learned that even though the initial takana was for Tuma, Chazal also made sure that our hands are clean for the meal, and therefore if you got them filthy, you would have to wash again. The Bir Halacha LaMaskona makes something of a compromise, and he says the following. He says that if someone used the washroom, so it depends. If he used the washroom for ketanim, even if he got his hands wet, the halacha is that he washes over again, but he should not make a bracha. He touches makomis amachusim, a place that's normally covered, he should wash again, but without a bracha. However, if he either used the washroom for gedolim, or got his hands literally soiled, say changing a baby, or hiflik harbe, he was away for a long enough time for it to be considered hesach hadas, only in those cases would he actually make a bracha. The Bir Halacha writes that since it is a machlokas rishonim, if someone wants to rely on the Shulchan Aruch, he says, yesh lo al mi lismok. It's not outrageous. He can rely on the Shulchan Aruch because there are rishonim that say that Chazal were metaken etilas sudaim not only for tuma, but also for Nikias. In the Bir Halacha, he says that all of these things are b'di'eved. L'chatchila, one should be very careful not to get his hands filthy during the meal. So he says you have to be careful not to touch, of course, not to touch any place that is full of sweat. But he also says that in clothing, if one's clothing are full of perspiration, especially the inside of one's hat, that is not something that one touches during the meal. That means lechatchila, certainly, you don't put yourself in a situation where you're canceling your netilas yadayim and you're going to have to wash over again. So you don't touch covered places, you don't touch places that are full of sweat, and you also don't touch clothing that is sweating, whether it be inside or out.